Welcome, folks, and thanks for tuning in. You're listening to The Clubhouse here on AM 1230 WFAS. My name is Brian Kroll, alongside my co-host of 6 years, seems like 12, Mark Jeffers. Jeffers, here we are in a beautiful venue, not the typical studio setup for a radio show. Dave Donaldson. I mean, we're going to talk more about The Heart of Diamonds here, the wonderful book that you've written. We're going to talk about that. But right now, as a golf writer, what are your thoughts on the FedEx playoff scenario?
Let me say this. I have two thoughts. Number one, I think it serves them right for taking the tournament away from Westchester Country Club, moving it to New Jersey.
I like New Jersey. I've been to New Jersey many times. Ridgeway's a wonderful club.
But for the first time in 40 years, there's not been a professional tournament in Westchester counties because the PGA Tour wanted to pump up the FedEx Cup. So they kind of got what was coming to them. But that's just, you know, one man's personal opinion.
Well, let me throw this
out there
because this is a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about this, perhaps, because I think there are some folks out there who feel this was, at the very worst, a mutual arrangement between Westchester and the PGA Tour. Are you saying that it was kind of strong-armed a little bit from the Tour?
Well, there was arguments to be made on both sides, and there were arrangements that the club would like to have seen done differently than the Tour did. But I don't know, my impression was that it was the Tour's idea to move the tournament, and the club wasn't willing to come up with the changes that they wanted to keep it. But again, that's, you know, it's one man's semi-informed opinion. On the other hand, the real problem with the FedEx Cup, besides the venue at the moment, is the final round scoring. To tell you the truth, the way to make this an important event and an interesting event is to turn the final round into a match play event.
Oh, I could
play the first three rounds as stroke play, field, whittle the field down to 64 players, 32 players maybe. 32 players would make a great match play tournament on the final weekend. And then you'd have something, you would avoid things like this, where as long as Vijay Singh can stay awake for 72 holes, he wins $10 million.
Sorry, Brian, I have to interrupt here, because I agree so much with Dave's point there. It's like this, it has to be changed. And the television networks are going to go, they're going to go crazy, like, who cares?
Well, it's the one thing that television networks are not thrilled about when it comes to match play is, as Dave knows, it's a little difficult to cover match play. I mean, we've had some failures with the Accenture product and the World match play product. But nevertheless, I think as far as determining a champion, Dave makes an excellent point. And you know, it would be really a cool way to finish this off. It's sad. I don't think anyone in the initial stages of the FedEx Cup playoff series discussions wanted it to be Vijay Singh just sort of showing up, teeing it up, and waltzing through for $10 million.
Right.
Yeah, they really, they've bent over backwards to change the scoring system this year so that a player couldn't skip an event and in essence win by just not even bothering to play in one of the four events. Now, though, obviously they're somewhere in the, you know, in the realm of computerized sports. You'd think someone could figure out a formula where this couldn't happen, where now their final event really doesn't matter.
Right.
The mind kind of boggles. I have nothing but respect for the guys down in Ponte Vedra. They're wonderful people at the PGA Tour, but somewhere their mathematics got messed up on this.
True, and I guess we can say, you know, it's in its infancy. You know, this is year number two. They're ironing these things out, but in the computer age that we live in, you'd like to think there would be some way to figure out how to make this a culminating level of excitement. Because right now, there's sort of an anticlimactic finish to the FedEx series.
Let me add one interesting point here. They don't have any trouble whatsoever calculating the return on the $10 million that goes into the winner's bank account, or his retirement account is where those funds go. They know to the penny what he's going to get when he retires, but they can't seem to figure out the scoring system to give us an event that I really want to watch on television. The Ryder Cup's going to be great this year, and that'll be the end of the golf season for me. Hate to say it.
Wow. Ryder Cup will be, as far as I'm concerned, of course, I'm going to be down there. I can't wait for this event, but it will be an awesome thing to behold. And Dave, while we have you with the microphone in hand, dare I ask for an early prediction? I mean, here is the year where the world number one is ailing, and we have this new pick system where Captain Azinger picked four different players, some of them controversial, some of them not, against a very strong European squad, but we're on American soil. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I got to go with the American team this year. They're not going to be distracted by the feud between Tiger and Phil. Everybody's sick of Sergio, so they're really out there to whip him good, you know, and they've got a lot of incentive to do that. I think you're going to see the Americans come on strong. I really do.
I think so, too. I think the absence of Tiger is going to actually make them even more, you know, focused.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to go out there and say, we don't need this guy. We're going to show the world that, you know, we are the best out on this soil right now, and we're going to take that cup back. So it's going to be fun.
I couldn't agree with you both. And I know that we haven't even had a chance to talk about Hearted Diamonds, which I'm dying to hear about. But before we go there, I want to ask Dave one quick question, and this is it. The LPGA has decided on their bagging the drive for English only, and I think it's a very controversial topic. We're going to talk about Hearted Diamonds, but before we do that, I want to quickly ask you your thoughts.
I have to say that the LPGA made the right decision, in my opinion, to rescind the policy that never got adopted. You got to remember that, too. This was something that was in the discussion stages. It was never adopted. It was never officially done. And to tell you the truth, I just kind of suspect that maybe the leak to Golf, I believe it was Golf World magazine, might have been intentional. You never know, a little trial balloon to see what kind of feedback you got. And lo and behold, feedback was pretty bad, so they backed off of the policy. On the other hand, their intentions, I believe, were good. There's certainly a lot to be said for encouraging the foreign players to learn to speak English so that they can better communicate with the people that write their paychecks, which are the sponsors. And the LPGA wasn't trying to do anything. They have nothing to gain by dumbing down the game or making it worse or lowering the level of competition by keeping some of the top players in the world off the tour. Instead, I think they made a faux pas in the way they presented it, and the threat of suspending players, that one just didn't smell very well. But their intentions were good. The policy's history now, and I think they'll move on it, but hopefully the players got the message, and they'll be better off for it.
Well, Dave, I think that was, unfortunately, exactly what I think. But now I want to turn it over to Brian, because I want to hear about more about Heart of Diamonds.